Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. I'm finally sitting down to talk about one of my all-time favorite topics, and that is Pinterest, specifically generating traffic with Pinterest and selling your courses passively using this platform. So Pinterest really is a holy grail of evergreen traffic. It's not a social media. Instead, think of it as a search engine where you can upload your own content and it will be found by keywords. I literally still have blog posts from like 2017 and 2018 bringing me traffic through Pinterest. And when I got started with my business in 2015, I luckily got the idea to get on Pinterest as soon as I had a blog. And at that time, it was one of the most exciting things. It started driving me traffic quite fast. And yes, you still have to be consistent. You still have to do the work. It's not like a quick fix or, you know, an easy, quick thing to do. That's not how I'm promoting it here either. It does require for you to have a strategy in place, to actually have system, how you're going to be creating the pins, how you're going to be uploading and scheduling it all and so on. However, Pinterest really is the kind of platform that keeps on giving. One thing I have to say about Pinterest before we go into some more details is that for Pinterest to fully work for selling your offers, you should have your own website. Now, what do I mean with your own website? I mean, you can use any of the platforms, but you must have your own domain name. If you currently have just your course or your offer set up somewhere, for example, on Teachable, and you're using their subdomain, like your course name, .teachable.com, and you don't really have your own online space where besides selling the offer, you also have some landing pages, maybe you're writing blog posts. If you don't have that, succeeding on Pinterest will definitely be harder. So this specific episode is focused on you having a website and then promoting that website through Pinterest. And it doesn't matter which platform you're using. It can be, you know, Squarespace, Wix, WordPress, Showit, whatever it is, but you must have your own domain name. You must have your own platform. And I would definitely suggest also, as we're gonna go into details, I would definitely suggest having a blog as well. Having a blog can help. However, if you have only landing pages, like you have maybe several freebies and for each of the freebies you have a landing page, maybe you have one course, one live program, whatever is the case, maybe you're offering one-on-one services, if you just have several landing pages, this can also work, but it will work better, faster, and more easily if you also have blog going on. And another thing I want to mention right away, this is kind of piling up, but these are the details that are important regarding Pinterest as well. When you have a blog, and I mentioned like on Pinterest, you're going to be found by keywords. So search engine optimization on Pinterest is also important when you're writing the titles, when you're writing descriptions. So your blog posts, if you decide to do blog posts as well, they should also be SEO optimized. That is just something to keep in mind. These things are not separate. For all of the content you're putting out there, it should always be optimized. However, in this case, we're gonna be focusing specifically on using Pinterest as a platform, not like tips how to create good content per se, but this is just something to keep in mind. When I'm talking about sharing your content, I still expect for like your posts, for your pages, for everything to be optimized as well. And then you're just going to be bringing that into Pinterest. Because if you have, pardon my French, shitty pages, if you have like, you haven't really tried, and it's not about design, but it's just about giving that impression of having a put together page with decent amount of information. If you haven't done the work there, You can't expect traffic from Pinterest. Sure, somebody might see a pin, they might, you know, check out the page, but you can't really expect for those sales to happen. You have to make sure that every step along the way is optimized before you get on Pinterest. Pinterest is just the place where you're going to be driving the traffic. It's not going to be making the sales if something is already lacking in the base of your business, right? So you can't like patch that up by just showing up on Pinterest. And before I go completely off track, I want to bring it back to why Pinterest. So why you should even care about Pinterest. Pinterest has around 500 million monthly users. And in terms of the most popular platforms, I think Pinterest ranks as the fifth most popular platforms. The first few are Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, and TikTok, I believe. Obviously, like in different sources, you might find different data, but ultimately Pinterest is on top of the list. And even if you haven't been actively using it yourself, definitely keep an eye out for what I'm going to be talking about, because Pinterest really can be a goldmine. And one of the biggest reasons why Pinterest is amazing is because it's evergreen. What you post today can definitely be found in years, and this is happening with me all the time. As I already mentioned before, Pinterest is a search engine, not a social media. You don't really have to care about things like commenting, engaging with other users, even following anyone. It doesn't really matter. And compared to Google, so if we're thinking about both of them as search engines, compared to Google, it's definitely a lot easier to get ranked on Pinterest faster. And when I say get ranked, I have to clarify that it's not really like Google, but since we're thinking about it as search engine, so you're uploading your content and you're focusing on the keywords, you can be found by these keywords a lot easier than it is on Google. So on Google, you have to comply with all kinds of different SEO rules. You have to make sure the content is very top notch. You know, there's like a lot of details, and then it still takes time for Google to actually rank you if it does. On Pinterest, it's a lot easier. You just have to upload the content. It has to be SEO optimized and you will be found. Like, it's a simple math there. One of the reasons why I want to talk about Pinterest in terms of making course sales is because people get on Pinterest when they're ready to take action. When it comes to searching for information, compared to Google, on Pinterest, you're going to be getting more personalized, more authentic, and often just more fun approach to getting the answers. So, for example, if I'm searching for some generic basic facts, I'm going to be going on Google. But if I want to have some real life, real person experiences, I'm going to be going on Pinterest to search for the same information. Now, these days, there's also AI, ChatGPT, and so on. But again, I usually want more personalized touch, and I understand that the robot can answer my questions as well. But I just want to see what other people have done in their businesses. And circling back to Pinterest being action-focused, people who search on Pinterest, they are usually in the mode of already making decision to buy something. Either they're searching for a specific product inspiration, or maybe they're searching for a specific how-to. If they find relevant offer, they are very likely to buy. 85% of Pinterest users have made a purchase based on a pin they saw, and 80% of the weekly users have explored a new brand or product thanks to Pinterest. So you can see that these numbers are incredibly high, and I don't have the comparison with like Google or other platforms, but in my experience, Pinterest users are very, very action driven. And Pinterest will be especially great place to be for you if your business is woman focused, as 76% of Pinterest users are women. If you are targeting women aged from 18 to around 50, with the biggest segment on Pinterest being 25 to 35 year olds, but I have to say I have several clients who have been highly successful in the older age gap as well, so I wouldn't really make that stop you if you are targeting older audience. And you're especially in luck if you are in niches like anything creative, how-to task related, for example, interior design, fashion, if you're into well-being, self-care, if you're anything online business or digital product related, coaching, social media marketing, and so on. There are plenty of different niches and plenty of different topics covered in Pinterest. And if you're in doubt, if your specific topic is even on there, just go and check. There are lawyers, dog trainers, product owners, plenty of different businesses are there and they're doing a great job. So make sure to check it out, especially if you are just uncertain if this is going to be your thing. Just head to Pinterest, type in that search bar and see what comes up. Okay, so I want to briefly give you an idea on how Pinterest works, and you can find more information if you need more support along the way as well in the membership. You will find the membership link and all the relevant details in the description. If I'm going to just continue talking about all these details, this is going to be a very, very long episode. So how Pinterest works is that you create graphics for your blog posts. You create graphics for your landing pages that lead to each specific page you have on your website. For example, you have 5 different blog posts, 5 different topics. For each, you will have a graphic leading to that specific topic. If you head on Pinterest and you search for a specific topic, you will see what I mean. Now, for each of the pages, for each of the blog posts, for each of the pages, landing pages, sales pages, freebie pages, you will be creating many different graphics. On Pinterest, it's important that you're showing up consistently and that you are actually scheduling daily new pins. Now, this might be very scary, but the numbers really sum up quickly, so don't feel discouraged just because it feels like a lot of work. Here's a brief insight in what exactly I do. So now, if you haven't started that just yet, it will take you some time to get there, but I would start with a Pinterest template. So you want to find a pin template, and you can find a free one on Canva and just brand align it. What I do, I have several templates. So I have like 10 different templates right now, but you can start with like 3 different templates and create each of these templates for every page you have. This means that every page you have on your website will already have 3 pins. If you have 5 pages on your website, each have 3 pins, you already have 15 pins. And that is super low number for now, but just to get the process started. Now, every time you create a new page, every time you create a new blog post, you will be creating all of these 3 templates for as a pin for these pages, right? So it will already be a system that whenever something new comes up, you just head quickly to your Canva templates, you just quickly create it, recreate these templates specific to that new page, and you have 3 new pins. This shouldn't take more than 5 minutes. It is quick to do, but you have to first find or establish these templates, and you can definitely do it for free on Canva, or you can find some in places like Creative Market. So you make sure to brand align it, you make sure that you have several different templates going on, and you can have unlimited number of templates ultimately, right? As I mentioned, I have around 10 and I do rotate them all the time. So now whenever I have a new blog post, and I post like 2 posts per month, whenever I have a new blog post, I create all of these 10 templates for that new page. So I have 10 new pins along with every new post. Now for the most important part, I mentioned that Pinterest wants for you to be pinning new pins every single day. And you can use native scheduler to actually do that. You don't have to purchase any scheduling apps, but don't rely on you yourself just pinning daily, you know, manually. This will be a lot of hustle. You want to be thinking about scheduling. So what you want to be doing, you want to take those pins that you have created, put them in this native scheduler, and every single day there will be a new pin going out. Now, what is a new pin? On Pinterest, they are called fresh pins, and fresh pin is every pin that has not been posted on Pinterest before. So if you have taken this graphic before and you have already posted it for that specific blog post, for example, you need a new graphic for it to count as a fresh pin. Now, on Pinterest itself, you will have several different boards. And again, I know this can feel a bit overwhelming, especially if you haven't been on Pinterest. There's like a lot of information coming your way. If you want to learn more, definitely check out the membership. Inside the membership, I'm talking a lot about Pinterest as well. So you will have several boards, and each board will be dedicated to a specific topic. For example, for me as a course creator, topics could be things like course design, course platforms, course content. Now, every pin I put on Pinterest, I will pin to the most relevant board. So I will make sure that whenever somebody visits my Pinterest and sees these different boards, different topics, they can click on each of the topic and they will see plenty of different pins to different blog posts, to different landing pages that are there created around the same topic. So if they're interested in course designing specifically, they will open this board and they will see like 100 of my pins leading to different pages and posts about designing courses. Now, as we are done with the practical side on how to actually manage Pinterest, I want to talk about how to actually make those course sales. So there are several different strategies and several different ways to go, but ultimately, Pinterest is what can drive you evergreen traffic. It's one of the best ways how you can make sure that even when you're not present, even when you're not online, when you're tired, when you have other things to do, Pinterest is still attracting new audience. So you can have pins leading directly to your offers. For example, you have a course and you have like 50 pins for that course. Every several days, there is a new pin going out there that will be landing, like leading them directly to the landing page of the course. Now, this kind of direct selling is not always the best because on Pinterest, they don't really know you just yet. So unless they follow you somewhere else, they might not know who you are and therefore they might not really trust you. If it's lower priced, if it's like below $100, they still could buy. But if it's anything above that, and especially if it's any type of a high-end product, you want to make sure that your audience has a chance to meet you first. So we're thinking about your evergreen funnels. We're thinking about having, for example, a freebie. Then from the freebie, they get into the funnel, into your mailing list, where they receive follow-up information. Either you're upselling this course on the thank you page, you're selling it in follow-up email sequence, or maybe you're creating a separate campaign later down the road, but ultimately they first get the freebie, so you're promoting pin leading to the freebie, where they don't have to invest anything, and they get on your mailing list, and then from there, this sale is being made. This is more efficient than selling directly, because again, unless it's low-priced product, people will not always trust you enough to directly buy from Pinterest. But in the other case scenario with the freebie, you have them on your list, and even if they don't buy the product that you're further selling through the sequence, they might still buy later down the road. And this is a whole different topic I could talk about a lot. When it comes to people enrolling in the mailing list, so many people don't really like freebies anymore and so on. But I have had people in my mailing list for like 3-4 years. They have received hundreds of my emails and then at some point they have bought something. So even though your new email lead might not have made the purchase right away, they still might end up doing that later down the road. And as for the third way, so the first way is a direct pin to the landing page. The second way is pin to a related freebie that will bring them into your email marketing sequence. And the third way is to promote your blog post, promote your website, and actually attract people into your universe. So they might not become email marketing, like they might not actually join your mailing list, but maybe there is a pop-up on your website and they will decide to join. But maybe they just read your post, they find it very valuable, and they head to your course page and actually make the purchase this way. Or maybe they are on your blog, they're finding it valuable, and they want to check you out on Instagram. So they follow you there, they connect with you, and later down the road, they can still buy. So these sales will not always happen directly. They will not always be like very straightforward, very like, we're buying now, right away, the money is coming in. But you're attracting new audience and you're attracting new audience consistently. Now, before I wrap this up, two things I still want to mention. One of them is as you are pinning your posts, as you're actually pinning your new graphics, you want to make sure that the descriptions and titles are very SEO rich. You want to make sure that you're focusing on keywords that can be found on Pinterest, and you can definitely just research relevant keywords by searching them yourself. See what's coming up. You want to be using these keywords in your descriptions, and not only keyword after keyword, but actually write full sentences and make sure to use enough different keywords that can later bring new people into your universe. Another thing before I wrap this up is that you want to be focusing on your content. So if you have ever been on Pinterest and maybe you have tried it before, there used to be a strategy where repinning other pins, so actually pinning pins of other people, is relevant and it's important, but it's not anymore. You want to be focusing on generating new pins yourself and pinning them to the most relevant boards. And that way you kind of create like a content archive of your own content versus actually bringing in other people's pins in that universe of yours. Now, I know this episode was like high speed one. There is a lot I have to say about Pinterest and there are many different small details. If you're interested in receiving more support regarding this and you have questions and you want to get started and you want to sell your courses through Evergreen Funnels, and you know, whatever else is on your mind, make sure to check out the membership. You will find all the details in the description. I'll be happy to see you inside. We have plenty of different topics covered in there as well that will help you to create and sell your online courses. That will be it from me this time. If you have any feedback about the episode, I'm always happy to hear. You can find me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab, and I hope to see you in the next episode.